So, taking a nice deep breath. And on the out breath, invite you to close your eyes. Take heed, dear one. Invite your attention into your feet, perhaps sensing the soles of your feet on the ground. Take heed of your feet. Let your mind sort of travel up your legs, your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs. Take heed. Allow your attention to be in your sit bones, pelvic area. Perhaps inviting your stomach to soften, relax. Bringing your attention to your heart area. Take heed to the promptings of love and truth in your heart. Judgment, just allowing that space to be exactly the way it is. Inviting your shoulders to relax and soften. Your arms, your hands. Laying down the burden of the day, letting your fingers and palms soften. And you might see if it's possible to relax your throat, and even just the slightest whisper of a movement, tucking in your chin and lengthening up the back of your neck. Allowing your eyes to relax in their sockets. Your lips to soften, perhaps into a half smile, and see how that lands in your body. Perhaps it's possible to relax your thinking muscles in some way, invite them to relax. And sometimes there's an extra corner, an extra little nook and cranny that can be reached if you just drop in. May my body relax. See what happens. Each time your mind wanders off, like a really kind friend, just gently say, take heed. Take heed, dear one. And allow that attention to come back to your body, into your muscles. You might come back to your feet and let your mind do another body scan, or you might take your body as a whole, as though it's being held in light, held in some lovely embrace, held in love and kindness. So that you can just take heed. Heed to the promptings of love and truth in your heart. Trust that as the leading of God. It's not a mistake to notice that you're weary. That's the real deal. At any point your mind wanders off, take heed, dear one. Gently come back to the body. Abiding in your body, coming home to your body. As we draw this meditation to a close, I'm going to invite you to bring to mind someone who's having some challenges at the moment. What would it be like if, perhaps as a result of our practice today, we could be with them just in this simple, heedful way, without needing to fix or change or heal or advise? Just noticing the truth of their experience and holding it in love, just as you have done for yourself. The promptings of truth and love. May our practice of taking heed benefit ourselves and the people around us. And I'd like to finish with a poem. And I said to my body softly, "I want to be your friend." And it took a long breath and replied, "I have been waiting my whole life for this." And I said to my body softly, "I want to be your friend." It took a long breath and replied, "I've been waiting my whole life for this." That poem is by Nayira Wahid. Friends, I'm going to invite you to open your eyes, take each other in. Perhaps offer a sort of a virtual handshake, however you do that. Thank you. Thank you for that practice together. So, we've got some time for discussion now. In a minute, we'll perhaps go into breakout rooms so we can talk to each other. And the invitation is to talk about, you know, what was that like for you? What was it like to come into the body? Did you notice that you perhaps didn't feel very friendly towards your body? I love that poem so much. Did you notice perhaps that it was easier to still the mind when the body started to relax a bit? They're so connected, aren't they? Or perhaps you fell asleep? Or perhaps, yeah, perhaps there were some other hindrances that were difficult, tricky. So what I suggest we do, Jane, I'm not sure how many people are on the call, but if we go into breakout rooms of three or four, depending on the maths of it all, and we can spend perhaps 10 minutes together just sharing what that was like. And as in the Quaker way, we're sharing from our own experience, right? So we're only saying what it was like for us those last 20 minutes to be still. And invite you to just, yeah, to be heartfelt in how you share and to stay in this sort of heartfelt space as you listen. And we don't comment or interrupt, we just allow each other to speak. So I think if we perhaps allow ourselves to share maybe two or, should we say 3 minutes each? And if we, gosh, I'm such a teacher, aren't I? Why don't we say the people whose names start closest to A in the alphabet? How about you do this alphabetically? if that's helpful. And then, yeah, so if you're in a group of four, I guess you'll need to make it 2 minutes each, perhaps. But yes, just try putting words to things. See what comes from your heart around what that was like. Any questions before we go into the breakout rooms? I'm making lots of assumptions here. I hope everyone's familiar with breakout rooms and all that. But Jane is, I got ever so much trust in Jane, so we can ask her if we get stuck. So I'm going to stay in the main room. So if you get into any trouble, you can come back and Jane and I will be here to help. Good.
Okay. I'll open the rooms and you'll get an invitation, which you have to accept. And we will send, you'll see a message when there's just a minute left.